This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that dog was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 No! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's a nutritional loading exercise. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the Fit in My Dad's Podcast. We are back. Another episode review. My daughter is here with me, so you will hear her probably in the background. The other one is sleeping, so I'm hoping she stays asleep for the duration of this pod, but we'll see what happens. But we are working in. We have another review, as I mentioned. I don't want to spend too much time in case things go sour in my house. So let's get into it. Episode 5, Icing on the Cake. Tommy, your opening impressions.
I don't know. So I really liked episode 3. I didn't like episode 4 as much. This one, I kind of feel a little bit in the middle. I feel like nothing really happened, but I didn't dislike it. Maybe it's because I guess I liked some of the subplots. Although, you know, I think at every episode, there's a couple parts where you roll your eyes and literally I find myself some points, I watch these on my phone, like the first thing in the morning is someone will say something and I'll just like turn the screen away. I gotta like cringe for a second. And I had a few of those moments in this one, but I still think I like the episode. So those are kind of my immediate thoughts.
Yeah. We'll go to Kevin.
I think I'm kind of in the same camp. It was kind of slow for me. I didn't dislike it. It didn't really move the needle much for me. There are some good quotes and stuff, but I guess we got introduced to some new characters. It was fine. It was a fine episode.
Yeah, I guess I would say that if we didn't get Fry's and Gertie introductions, and if they weren't, and I like them both, then I think that this episode would have been a little bit lower on the power rankings.
Yeah, we're back to all being in agreement. I feel like the last two episodes we had some disagreement. But yeah, I thought it was okay. B-, C-plus-ish range for me. I liked how that sort of came around in the end. There was a little bit of a twist there with Evan actually showing up. I did not expect him to do that. But yeah, a lot of it was, you know, montage and this team against that team and kind of stuff we had seen sort of before, but more of it. So I did appreciate Sophie, her rebelliousness getting played out a little bit, but let's get into it. So you really had Evan on the team and on Team Dominate and missing it, Nick's B-Day party. You had Sophie trying to be a rebel. And then you had sort of two semi, I would say, arcs with like Jace not fitting in and Cole and Alex continuing whatever their thing is. But Tommy, you mentioned the new kids. What were your impressions of Fry's and Gertie off the bat?
Both strong introductions. I wish we would have gotten a little bit more of Fry's, and I thought we got a great amount of Gertie, and she was good. Seems like her shtick is like ending stories too soon. And I am curious about like the Alaska bit. And I'm just like, I really hope that, you know, the writers have done some research into Alaska because it isn't just wilderness. I'm enjoying that so far.
There was a great opportunity for some mystery Alaska tie-ins here. Maybe we'll still get that. One of my favorite movies, Mystery Alaska. But yes, I agree with that. I liked Gertie a lot. I'm curious to see how much we get of Fry's. I thought that was funny. And I do think that's a fun like subplot too, being AJ's brother. Also great name,
Great game.
Yeah, the nickname.
It is very interesting that we don't get the introduction until week five. Yeah, so I wonder if there's just some like difficulties in filming with that, or it's just like
maybe it's a late addition to the story.
Well, he was part of like the initial like casting call for new folks, so it might have just been like, hey, we had. I'd be curious to hear about some of the behind the scenes stuff. But again, we've talked about these are 22-minute episodes. You can't kind of just introduce, and then you'd have to have Fries be a part of every single episode, whatever. And so it was good. And we'll definitely have some kind of brotherly showdown.
Yeah, I would hope we have something between AJ and Fries there. I would agree. I liked Fries. Didn't get much of him. Would have wanted more. Really enjoyed Gertie. I liked her rambling. I liked her just being sort of awkward and everything like that. So I have high hopes for Gertie. There was some question about, you know, how much are we going to get of? Like, are we just going to start? Are they going to be in the background, kind of like the chick mates? Or are they actually going to be, like, sort of more developed than that? So that's my only question. Like, are we going to get more after this? Or is this just a introduction?
I think that we're going to get... Fries will have like his moment. I think Gertie is mostly in the background, but maybe she like scores the winning goal at some point in one of their matches, kind of like she's taught something, or like, hey, you're used to always just like playing by yourself, now you're part of a team kind of thing, and like she passes the puck in a key moment or something like that.
I think we get a good bit of Gertie. I feel like they dedicated a lot of screen time to her in this episode to not kind of continue that thread. I don't know, just felt like, especially because it wasn't equal screen time between like Gertie and Fries. It was like just introduced them. It was like Gertie kept appearing and appearing and appearing. So I feel like she's going to kind of be a core character moving forward.
All right, let's move on. I have some small stuff. I guess the biggest stuff is, you know, the team dominate versus the Mighty Ducks and that whole dynamic where Evan's going to practice every day and running around and doing the treadmill while Alex is like, oh, we're deleting our schedule and we're doing that. Kevin?
Yeah, I wrote it in my notes. Training outside instead of using the ice time seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah, you should probably practice.
I also did like the line where she's like, our ice time starts in -5 minutes. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good one, but I am curious how they're going to, because you're going to assume the Ducks come together and they start winning. And I'm curious how that's going to happen. At least in the first season, you had Evan and they practiced and Sophie came in as kind of a ringer. Where here, obviously, Jace might turn it around. We're assuming he'll turn it around, but I don't know beyond that how they're going to be good.
I think Alex has to get the most out of Jace. And I guess they kind of laid the foundation for that a little bit about Jace starting to be part of the team, but his act was a bit much for me in Same. This episode. I was like,
I wrote down Jace being a dick and then Jace being a real dick.
Maya would call him a rebel, but yeah. But yeah, he was definitely being a dick. And you know, kudos to Alex though for not kind of like falling for and being like treating him like an equal, essentially like, hey, I'm gonna keep doing this, like, so I'm not gonna fall for your little games or whatever, or get mad like I know you want me to be.
Yeah, that was a good combo that Alex said. I thought that was pretty good. But yeah, Jace had a good burn there about Evan, you know, moving off his own mom's team. I like that. But yeah, he did come around in the end, but he was kind of playing it up. I thought he would feel a little better that he wasn't on his coach's team, but who knows?
Also, I wrote down sweet Phil Collins dig.
Yeah. Yeah, with a name like Phil. All right. Yeah, then you had, obviously, Alex and Cole. We learned about Cole's wife. How did you feel about that? Just the way they brought it up in that fashion.
I thought that was a good scene. I thought that was one of the least forced scenes between them, or felt less forced. I thought Alex and Cole this episode were particularly, I thought it worked. I thought it was really good.
It was a little awkward for me that they were like arguing and he's like, she's like, you need to have more fun, and then he's like, I'm gonna bring up my dead wife.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, But I, you know, they got to bring it up somehow. So I guess that's better than nothing. But yeah, I mean, I liked how this episode came around in the end where, you know, Cole is eating the ice cream and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was a great callback to their original conversation.
Yeah. Before we get into Evan and Nick, anything else on, you know, just the general setup of Dominate and Dux and Alex and Cole?
I did write down Captain Blood for Cole. I thought he was channeling that pretty well. I think it would have been maybe a little bit more fun to explore that a little bit more and push it a little bit farther, but I get, you know, you're trying to squeeze a lot into 30 minutes, but or however many minutes this was. But yeah, I think that's probably my biggest thing.
Yeah, you know, I feel like each scene you can kind of break down a little bit. Got a lot of Evan in this episode, and I liked, I want to start off by talking about Nick and Evan, and Nick seems very clingy to Evan and almost dangerously so. And it is like, yeah, you said you'd be at this birthday party, couldn't make it. And I do like appreciate the whole, like, Cole was just like, oh yeah, like your mom was the one who had to come and do this and you're lying to me. And then Evan essentially being like, hey, it's more important to me, and Cole seeming to appreciate that. So I guess I like that, but I didn't like Nick's inability to, you know, separate from Evan. And I also think the party, or lack thereof party scene, could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, Nick, I have a child in the room, but Nick was being a real a-hole to all his other friends. Like, they're your friends, yeah, too. They hung out with you too. And you don't let them do anything just because Evan's not here.
I wonder if maybe we're setting up for kind of a mutiny against Nick because he's so loyal to Evan.
Oh, that would be a good twist. That would be a good twist. But yeah, I did like Evan sort of sticking up for himself and sort of the twist there where Evan actually did show up, as I mentioned. Like, I thought it was going to be kind of a season one thing where he was all about it and then, you know, they get mad at him. And so I like that he came back and said, hey, this is my friend, and he's benched for the first game. And he's like, I'm just going to have to accept that. Thought that was a good role. Anything else on Evan, really? I guess we haven't talked too much about him.
I did think, and I think we've ragged on Evan a little bit some in this season, but I think it was good. I guess the one incredibly awkward thing where Sophie runs into him and Sophie's like, what? And Evan is like, I guess, trying to like be nice about it. And Sophie's kind of rude. I guess that can kind of lead into the whole Sophie trying to be a little bit of a rebel, which I did actually like. And I thought her like walking and trying to get everyone to notice her hair was very, very good. And with kind of coming back full circle with Chase noticing it.
I did write down that the whole Evan Nick thing was a little too heartfelt for my taste. Like, that it was like over, like, they're how old, like 12, 13, like the kids don't talk to each other like that. Like, that just doesn't happen. And that one was just a little, that one kind of blew the coop for me. But yeah, I thought Evan was good in this episode though.
Yeah, I enjoyed him, but that's a good point. Like, when they hugged, when Nick and Evan hugged and like had a heartfelt hug, like I was like, when I was 14, I don't think I was giving heartfelt hugs to my friends, but maybe that's just,
well, that's too bad, Mike.
My problem. Yeah. So
it was a very mature emotional conversation that they had that was like, okay, this would never happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree there. You talked about Sophie and the hair thing. That was good. I liked Koo being like, is something wrong with your ear? And then how did you feel about, you know, Sophie and Maya and the whole rebelliousness sort of storyline, I guess?
I thought it was good. I think they're doing a really good job with Maya this season, at having her kind of be like the hijinks leader. Kind of our coach, if you will, like she, with how she was as the bookie and here kind of coaching Maya and kind of coaching Sophie, kind of, you know, in with boys and, you know, becoming more of a rebel. I think they're doing a really good job with that. I think it's a really fun kind of like subplot But yeah, I thought it was good. I thought Sophie kind of walking around, like as Tommy's talking about her, like strutting around. I thought that was a really great scene. And now like Coop is like, what are we doing here? What's going on? I thought that was funny. But yeah, I really liked that dynamic. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I liked it too. And you know, there's been chatter in our Discord from Quackalites kind of like, what's Sophie's deal? And I think it is kind of like, you know, she's trying to find herself and you know, she's still trying to like wrestle with, you know, wanting to get good grades and like impress her parents, but also wanting to, you know, not just be about school or hockey. Cause it seems like everything she does, she goes all in, you know, very kind of like an addictive personality. But I liked it. And again, I agree with Kevin. I think, Maya whole season has been strong, but she was also, very good in this episode. I thought everyone was good. And again, Sam gets, you know, two lines, which is disappointing. But maybe we'll get a Sam episode that we've so desperately craved.
Yeah. Yeah. Maya was, I feel like, kind of one-dimensional in season one. She's much better in season two. A lot of different dynamics going on there. So I did like that. I was very sort of critical of Sophie in the last two episodes and that whole arc. I think it's coming around though with, you know, she's trying to be rebellious, doesn't really know how, and her, you know, she's still doing her AP bio textbook, but
I think we're going to come kind of full circle with her where she realizes that she's missing out on a good opportunity at this camp. I think she's going to kind of come full circle by the end of the season and like be like where Evan is now. I think it's going to click for like, oh, what am I doing? I actually do want to play hockey. I think we're gearing up for that.
That would be a nice, you know, full circle moment for sure. But yeah, Sam basically missing from this episode. Coop had a couple one-liners, but yeah, we didn't really get much from the other people. We talked a little bit about Jace. Anything else on Jace or Sophie? Obviously at the end he's like, oh, I like your blue streak.
Deliberate, you know, oh, like the rebel guy liking you is like,
yeah,
or is also very rebellious, very much setting up the, I guess, love triangle, whatever, Sophie, Jace. And I did enjoy Nick's, like, your mom and ex-girlfriend living across the hall. That's like the opposite of what I think a love triangle is or whatever. That was a good line.
Yeah, I think they're doing a good job just kind of sprinkling in the Jace Sophie stuff, like without being like hitting you over the head with it. So I think we're going to get some good stuff coming up.
I will say they need to like go forward with it in the next episode. Cause if we get one more episode where it's like kind of flirty, whatever, it's like, okay, then it will be hitting us over the head. So hopefully episode six, something happens, even if it's just like one of them being asked out or something.
Well, yeah, because it's like, is Sophie, do we think Sophie's going to come back around to Evan?
And, well, I mean, they did have that little moment where she was like talking to Maya about Evan in this episode, which I thought was interesting. I thought that was a little weird and kind of out of place. I'm curious to see where it goes.
Yeah, because if they're going to come around to Evan and Sophie having some sort of resolution, they kind of need to get this Jace thing going. And then whatever happens with Jace and Sophie, you know, will obviously play a part in how Evan and Sophie, you know, resolve their issues and either, you know, be friends or get back together and whatnot. So,
I mean, I guess this would be very easy, but you could essentially end the season with Alex and Coach Cole, like getting together, but Jace and Evan hating each other. And then like potentially season three is Jace and Sophie are always hanging out while Evan's there like at the house, and you can even have that at the end of the season or something like that, and Evan having like a freak out or something, so I think you could, like, this does set up the table nicely for whatever they want to do, I think. So still not 100% sure where Evan will end up at the end of the season, which is good. But everything seems to be, you know, trending in a good way.
Do we think Alex and Cole end up like fully together by the end of this season? Cause it's been, it hasn't like progressed as quickly as I was expecting at the beginning.
I think we get a moment where Alex and Cole kiss or something, and Evan sees it and is furious at his mom. And then she like chooses Evan over Cole. I think that's what we're gearing up for. Because I don't know, like just the way that he's kind of started to, you know, glom himself onto to Cole, and I think we've gotten enough like Evan and his mom like drama that I think we're kind of setting up for that.
That would be good.
I'm not sure we're going to get that. I think it's going to be a little bit more tame. I think Evan would be supportive of it. Like he's not going to, like, I don't think he's going to go full Charlie and like pimp out his mom, but I think he's going to see something like that. I think he will probably be like, maybe there's something like stop talking to Coach Cole about me and my life kind of thing. And then maybe he's just like, he doesn't realize that they're actually like falling for each other. And then he's like, oh, I didn't know it was like that. Like, go for it. You know, so maybe like that. So I think they're going to end up, I mean, not going steady, mm-hmm. but it's like clear that they want to like pursue a relationship.
It would also make a lot of sense for that if like to continue into season three, if that's a thing, you know, to kind of leave that open.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking, because you figure Jace and Cole are recurring characters. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with season three here. But anything else? I have a few minor notes, but anything else that big you want to hit on before we, you know, go to just the awards?
Quick thing for me on that same topic. I did think it was a little surprising that Evan let it didn't kind of freak out more about his mom already kind of fucking up his lie. I thought that kind of just went too easily under the water or under the bridge. So that was just one little note.
Yeah. She kind of messed it up twice with,
she does it every episode. I mean,
I guess my last thing, and this might be minor, but, I guess them like working out outside, it's like, did you guys do like 3 hours of like side shuffles? Cause that's what it looks like. Cause that isn't fun. I guess I liked that all the kids were having fun, you know, hockey's supposed to be fun, whatever. And so the training, and yeah, you want to do like different training, but if you only get 1 hour of ice time, you know, you want to use that ice, like Kevin said. Also it was just like them, like Coob wearing like a Mighty Ducks polo right. that is like the wrong color with everyone else. And, just like a little weird, and also like 82 degrees in a hoodie, it's like you'd be sweating your fucking ass off. All right, I don't care like how great a shape in you are or whatever, but if you're doing 3 hours of like, you know, moderate intensity work, you're gonna be sweating really hard, and why are you wearing that hoodie? I don't know.
Yeah, and they seem to all be wearing like khaki shorts as they were doing this. I was not impressed with their workout attire. Other than that, they kind of like played up Lawrence being like his biceps and stuff like that, and then he was doing push-ups and he was not going all the way up and down. Same with Evan.
Also, like he's like, check this out, and all he's doing is push-ups with dumbbells. Like the dumbbells are big, sure, but he's just doing push-ups.
Like, yeah, it's just like I thought he was about to do like, you know, like weighted burpees or something, and Evan grabs the like the 5 pound weights and is also doing push-ups. It's like. Yeah, you know,
I thought that was weird and funny, but one other just overarching note for me is I do like that they're kind of peppering in this like idea that Cole being like Captain Blood, but he's also like a softy. I like that.
What do we think about his ice cream, I guess, weakness?
I thought that was good. I thought it was a really good callback to earlier in the episode. I thought that was a really nice moment. Whenever they're about to do the kitchen raid and he's in there, and then he's like, okay, I'll let them get away with it. I'll let them have their fun. You know, I thought that was a nice kind of closed loop on that entire kind of storyline and conversation.
Also, it's like, it seems like Coach Cole is like good with kids. It's like he's getting the most out of them. And like he knew how to like interact with Evan to like, and push Evan like just enough. The only part that was a little bit weird is like, you know, Franklin just like getting called out and forcing an entire extra practice because he missed that one shot.
I do like, wow, we've never seen this kid before, and then it's just like, let's just slam him. But yeah, I that is one thing that kind of bugs me about this season, though, is like we're like supposed to believe that Cole is like this overbearing coach, like with, you know, doesn't have any fun, but like he's good with kids. He seems to be a very reasonable coach on the floor. He seems to be reasonable with his son as well. I think there's like this missing piece where, like, I don't feel like, oh, these kids should resent him because he's like working them too hard. Like, it doesn't feel that way at all to me. So I think that's kind of just like a little thing that bugs me about this season.
Yeah. There's been some complaints from people in the Discord about how like Evan's really taken a lot of heat just for wanting to enjoy the camp and like get everything out of it. And same with Cole there.
Do the thing they're there to be there.
Exactly.
For.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. Great point on Franklin. He just random kid. And then if you can't hit an open net, they said from center ice, but it seemed like it was a small rink. If you can't hit an open net and like all you have to do is shoot it like in an open net, there's no goalie, you don't deserve to be on Team Dominate. So Franklin, very disappointing.
We need to get Mike out on center ice and give him three shots and see if he can do it.
As I mentioned, it was not from like a regulation size rink.
But at do you least think you could do it from center ice?
I just have to hit the wide open net. Yeah.
Yes.
That's easy. I can hit
a row.
Easy.
Yeah. I could hit a wide open net easy.
All right. We're going to live stream this.
He was taking slappers and stuff. So I don't know what the regulation was, but like if you're on Team Dominate, you should be able to at least hit an open net. So very disappointing in Franklin there. Anything else? As I check my notes, I'm trying to see. There was some good. I like Jace. I'm here, but let's be chill about it at the end. That was a good one. We talked about the burn. Yeah, I think that's all I have. Anything else from you guys as we move?
Josh Jamel with the North Dakota hockey shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I did see that in the when he's eating the ice cream.
Former North Dakota State football great, right?
I think he went to Minnow State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But yeah, I thought it was a nice little nod there for sure. More about Cole that we're learning. Maybe he played at North Dakota and then he, you know, was drafted by Buffalo, possibly played for the Stars. There's a whole career arc here that we need to really investigate. But that's for another time. Let's take a short break and then we will come back with our awards. We are back with our episode awards, MVP, LVP, and our quote. Our MVP, let's go to Kevin, your MVP of this episode.
I think this one is a close one for me. I think I'm going to go with Cole. With Maya, a very, very close runner-up. got some forechecking going on in the background.
Sure, her tower just collapsed.
Yeah, I thought Cole was very good. I like that we're getting to see kind of the both sides of him. Mike, you might have missed this when you stepped away, but I liked that that we're getting to see like him as a softie. Him kind of that last scene where they're raiding the kitchen, I thought was really great, and kind of closed the loop on that whole like conversation about that, like that they started the episode with. So I thought Cole had a really strong episode. But Maya was great.
Tommy?
I'm going to give it to Maya. I think she was great the entire episode. I liked her, I guess, going to Canada across international borders to get her belly button pierced and get it infected. But every I thought she weeks. Was great every 3 weeks. Yeah. So that I thought she was great the entire episode. And I think the whole like Sophie rebelling plot could have died if Maya doesn't have a great performance and kind of have a nice breakout, not even necessarily even a breakout episode, but kind of really showing how high her ceiling is. And like Kevin said, I guess, you know, she was a little one-dimensional in season one. Season two, she's definitely grown into that role. But yeah, I think Cole was also very good. Curious how all the ice cream eating takes went. He seemed to be getting into it. But yeah, Maya's my MVP for this episode.
I would agree with that. I had Maya. Just for everything Tommy mentioned, don't really have anything to add. I thought she was great in everything. Every scene she was in, she made it better. So I guess that's what the greats do. Our LVP, I'm going to go quick because my house is deteriorating. I picked Nick just for being such a loser at his own birthday and not letting his friends help or eat or drink soda and eat the cake and all that kind of stuff. And then they lost it to the squirrel. Devastating. Honorable mention though to Franklin. I mentioned, come on, Franklin. If you're on Team Dominate, you should be better than that. But your LVP, Tommy.
Yeah, that squirrel. I mean, why isn't the cake covered? Come on. We know there's a cover for the cake. My LVP is actually going to go to Jace. I just didn't appreciate his shtick the entire episode. And, it was, you know, a little bit like the delivery of all the lines was a little bit too like forced, I thought. I did have a redeeming moment at the end. And Mike brings up a great point about Franklin. But I did think that the scene was good with Franklin missing and also with Evan cheering Franklin on. But I think Franklin, honorable mention LVP, but I'm giving it to Jace.
Yeah, shout out to Mike for throwing Franklin, his namesake, under the bus. Mike has been known as Franklin from time to time in our friend group. Just unrelated to this, of course. But I'm also going with Jace. He's just kind of annoying me. He's laying it on real thick to people that have no business getting it. Like Alex, he should have nothing against Alex or anybody. He's just being a real dick. So I'm going to give it to Jace.
Fair enough. He was, yeah. I had liked him earlier on being moody, but he took a turn this episode. Quote of the episode, I liked the one at the very beginning, actually, from Maya saying, "You scared boy, tell us why you suck." That was my favorite one. Enjoyable. I actually laughed out loud. So that's my quote. We'll go back to Kevin, your quote of the episode.
I liked that one. I kind of forgot about that one. I think I'm going to go with Gertie's. I forget the full quote, but when she's like, "Me v me, gosh, I'm good." I liked that a lot.
I have the same quote as Mike, you know, tell us why you suck. But honorable mention to Alex saying, "Well, you haven't seen Coop play solitaire with leaves." I enjoyed that. There were some good awesome one-liners in this one, but I think the early Maya quote about tell us why you suck was good.
I also like Maya's because we're a jaded generation just watching the world burn.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, that was a good one. All right, that's it for us. Episode 5, we did it. We're halfway through. We got our special Halloween episode coming up Monday, so we've already recorded it. It's a doozy. You'll want to tune in for sure. And for that,
my head is still spinning.
thequackdeck.com. Go there. Contact us at quackdeckpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quackdeckpod. Go to iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Give us your review of episode 5. Join the Discord. A lot of discussion every episode on the Discord. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Quack, quack. Quick!